Good morning. Today we have a fascinating question relevant for this year on Rosh Hashanah, but not relevant for many other years on Rosh Hashanah. And the question in particular is when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, when do we say Tashlich? In a typical year, we say Tashlich on the first day of Rosh Hashanah after Mincha, before Shkia. That's the default. But how about if that first day that we otherwise would be saying Tashlich, do we still say it even though the first day of Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos? So in fact, the Mishnah Berurah brings in the name of the Prima Gadin. Uvaksas Mekomo, says the Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Prima Gadin. In some places, in a few places, I saw Keshechal Yom Echad B'Shabbos, that when the first day of Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, Holchim B'Sheni L'Nahar, instead of doing Tashlich on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, they push it off till Sunday, which is the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and he brings a reason for that. The Evshar Mibnei Shahanahar Chutz Le'ir, could very well be that they're going to Tashlich by the river, and the river is outside the city, and they have to bring their Machzorim, their Sidurim, in order to say Tashlich, and there's no Erev outside the city limits. Accordingly, that is prohibited if it's on Shabbos, Kazav Hotzah, accordingly carrying, where there's no Erev, accordingly, they push it off to the second day, which is Yontif, and because it's Yontif, it's Sunday, they are permitted to carry their machzorim. So there we have it, an opinion. It sounds like it wasn't all too common brought by the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Prima Gadim. In other words, there are some places that push it off till Sunday because apparently the concern of carrying the machzorim out of the city limits where they didn't have an Erev, but the default would be still saying it on Shabbos in the absence of that concern. So there we have the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah that even in a year like this, apparently, unless there's a Hotzah concern, a carrying concern, we would likely continue to say the Tashlich on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, even when it falls on Shabbos. On the other hand, there is a Machlokas, those who follow the view of the Arizal. So there's a Machlokas, what the Shita of the Arizal would be. There are those who are of the view that even in a place that there is an Erev and there's no concern of carrying, nonetheless, Tashlich would not be on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. It wouldn't be on Shabbos no matter what. Al pi Kabbalah, al pi Sod, it should not be said on Shabbos. Accordingly, they are of the view that you push it off till Sunday, but there are other followers of the views of the Arizal who are of the view that that is not correct, that even when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, the first day of Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, nonetheless, you would continue the standard minhag of saying Tashlich on that day, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, even though it's on Shabbos. Just to point out as well, even in a normal year, not only when, like this year, that first day of Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, but even in a year that's not the case, there are many Hasidim who are noheg to push off Tashlich to the day before Erev Yom Kippur. That means 2 days before Yom Kippur. That is the day that is called the Yud Gimel Midos or Shalosh Esra Midos, have the special Slichos that we say, special Piyut of Yud Gimel Midos. Accordingly, they are of the view that because on Rosh Hashanah their tefillahs run long, and in addition to the tefillahs, which are critical for Rosh Hashanah, you also have a mitzvah of a seuda, you have a chiyuv of a seuda, so you need to have time for the seuda, so there's really not that much time to leave for Tashlich. So they say, what's the most other appropriate day to say Tashlich is the day of Yud Gimel Midos. Why? Because the psukim of Tashlich, where we say Mikel Kamocha, is a remez kel aleph lamed, Mikel, who is like you, a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That is a remez to the Yud Gimel Midos, and accordingly, it's fitting to say the Tashlich on the day of Yud Gimel Midos. And in addition, that is a day that is a skula. It's a hisorerus. It's an awakening for rachamim and ratzon. It's the day that the first Beis HaMikdash was brought into usage in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, and it is a day that is proper, mesugol, for tshuva and tefillah. Accordingly, there are chassidim who are of the view that regardless, we don't have to get into the question of when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos or not, are we going to push off Tashlich from the first day to the second day? They're of the view that regardless, we're not saying it on Rosh Hashanah. You say it on the day of Yud Gimel Midos. That's the proper day. Now, the day of Yud Gimel Midos, this is just a footnote. But the day of Yud Gimel Midos doesn't always fall 2 days before Yom Kippur. So, for example, when Yom Kippur falls on a Monday like this year, the day of Yud Gimel Midos is going to be the prior week. Typically on Thursday we would have it. It's the day of Kriyas HaTorah, so it's the Thursday before Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is on a Monday. So will the Thursday before with the typically be the day of Yud Gimel Midos. So accordingly, those Hasidim would say Tashlich on that Thursday during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Have a wonderful day.